We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are discussing in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel the requirement of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that a person has to make Kiddush in the same place in which they're going to be having their Shabbos meal. So we began last time just addressing the basic words of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, that it's necessary to do this, and in the event that one cannot have a meal, we discussed on Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush, if you have to eat, if a person is sick, all these different things we discussed. Now we're going to continue in Sif Aleph that says the parameters of this halach. It says, Mabayis Echad, Mapina Lapina Choshu Makam Echad. Now it says Kiddush Makam Suda, does that mean that you have to be physically in the exact same place, you're at one table, and you're this chair where you're sitting and making Kiddush, that you actually have to eat at that exact place? So the Mechaber tells us that provided that you are in one room, Choshu Makam Echad. So a person can make Kiddush over here and have their meal at another table across the way. That's not an issue. Shim Kiddush L'Echol B'Pina Zu B'Nimlech L'Echol B'Pina Acheres Afilu Hu Traklin Gadol Ein Tzarech La'Asol Kaddish. He says that even if it's a large banquet hall, and for example, let's say at the Shul dinner, so you may make Kiddush on one table and you may want to eat your meal with someone else all the way on the other end, so that's still considered to be Kiddush Makom Suda because you're in the same room. Now the truth is, Mishnah Berurah does point us, it's the best case scenario is to be at the same place, but nonetheless it's still considered Kiddush Makom Suda and you have fulfilled your obligation, the Kiddush that was said. Then the Ramah asks the question about a sukkah. He says, "Mibayis l'sukkah choshev kepina l'pina." He says that we are lenient when it comes to a house to a sukkah, that it's considered to be almost as though it's the same place. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses what exactly this is the case. Why would we need to consider this as an issue? He says, for example, let's say it rains, and therefore you make Kiddush in the house, and then afterwards the rain stops and you want to eat in the sukkah, or let's say the other way around, that you started, you made Kiddush in the sukkah and it starts pouring buckets, so you decide to finish your meal, as is the halacha, in the house, because you're not supposed to stay in the sukkah. It's a siman klala to stay in the sukkah. It's not appropriate. So therefore, in that situation, you're kind of stuck, because to have a Kiddush Makom Suda, you can't stay in the sukkah to finish your meal, but you already made Kiddush. So he says, Shekiddush b'sukkah b'yodeh g'sham b'rotz l'echol b'bayis, b'chol zeh in tzarech l'kaddish sheinis. He says, in this situation, a second Kaddish is not necessary. Then he gets into Kiddush is not necessary. Now the question that he gets into is exactly where is this sukkah in proximity to your home, and he says perhaps it's at least necessary according to the Bir Halacha that a person should at least be able to see on some level where they're going to be eating. For example, let's say you have a sukkah with a window and you're able to look through the window and you can see your house. So therefore, it's considered like that's connected enough that that's considered to be Kiddush Makom Suda. However, in the event that a person's sukkah is very far away, then it gets into shades of gray and questions as to whether or not that constitutes Kiddush Makom Suda. And of course, typically in the situation of Suffolk, the question of whether or not Kiddush would be required to be made, on one hand you think it's a bracha, but also we've established that on Friday night this Kiddush is Diraisa. So certainly one should try to avoid such situations of putting themselves into a doubt. So that's the question that he discusses, as well as other poskim, when it comes to the sukkah and when it rains. Just to finish this halacha, he says, V'yesh omrim, shekol sharoa minkomo, which is what we said, just discussed outside what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mechaber says, as long as you can see the place, afil mabayis l'chatzer, einu sarach la'asol kaddish. So he says it's not even necessary, which is similar to, as we said, by the sukkah, that you don't have to necessarily be in the same room. You can even be from one room to the next, provided that you can see the other room. So if I'm over here and I have a good view of the other room, even though it's not the same, Therefore, a person could make Kiddush here and eat in the other room. That's not an issue whatsoever. Now, there's even another way Kiddush Makom Suda is acceptable, and the Mechaber tells us the following. The Yesh Omrim, those that say, Shim Kiddush B'Makom Echad, you made Kiddush here, and it's not the same room where I want to eat, and I can't see the other room, but if it Al Das Lechol B'Makom Acher, when you made Kiddush, you knew you were not going to be eating this meal here. You're planning on eating in the other room. So in that situation, Shapar Dami, that's acceptable. A person could do such a thing. Vahu Shiu Shneim Komos Bebayis Echad. He says, but that doesn't mean you can have Kavanah and make Kiddush here, and then you walk 40 blocks that way and eat your meal. It has to be Bebayis Echad. It has to be within the same house. Kigon Mechendel Cheder, from one room to the next. O Me'igrul Ara, or literally from the roof, from one floor to another floor, but at least you're in the same building. As long as you're in the same building, if you had the condition, the das, to finish up or just to actually have your meal in another room, other than the room where you made Kiddush, it's acceptable. So just see this last Mishnah Berurah, then there's much more to discuss even on this. We'll save it for tomorrow. Shiko Sharom and Komo. He says, the Kivan Shiachom Makom B'makom Hasuda Liros as Hamakom Shekidesh. Since you're able to have this kavana of thinking about where you're going to be eating your meal, nefil derech halon, nefil rak mixas from koma chashav hakol kamakom echad. He says that even if, let's say, a person doesn't have this kavana, but as we use the example in a sukkah, if you have a window and you can peer through this window and see another room, that's also considered to be kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore one certainly has fulfilled their obligation having made kiddush there and eating in another place. So, b'chanan,